You need to trust the people you work with. And the fact is that if you don't trust them, what are you likely to do?
Want to check in constantly on them?
Yeah, micromanage them, right?
Micromanage, yeah.
Right, so if you then go into that micromanage mentality, then you're going to go to the next level of the dysfunctions of a team, which is the lack of conflict or the artificial harmony.
Right.
So when you start to think about artificial harmony, what's
artificial harmony?
You know, if you ever get to a point where you're walking into an office and you feel like, oh God, that person's there, I'm going to walk around the other way. I'm going to walk the long way to get to my desk.
Yeah.
And you just avoid them, the avoidance of that, that's artificial harmony. Walking on eggshells to not have conflict. But the fact is, right, conflict's necessary in the business world.
Yeah.
We know the most dynamic teams, they don't agree on 100% of everything. To get to that level of success, you need to have conflict. You need to be able to debate stuff because you're not going to get the result you want by just going, yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. You don't want to be that yes person.
Okay, that's gold, because what you're saying is when there's no trust, all of a sudden you're micromanaging everything. Then you don't have this chemistry where you actually have real conversations.
Authentic, real.
Authentic.
Yeah.
So what happens is you don't have them at all, or they're fake conversations.
And then if you go from there, Tom, then you go to the next level up, which is in Lencioni's five dysfunctions of a team, is you have lack of commitment.
Right.
Right? So if you don't trust someone, if you don't really care about whether you're having an authentic conversation, then you're not likely to be committed.
Right.
If you hire a great CSM, client services manager, assistant, associate, you should see a return roughly three times that in GCI.
Right.
So the cost of the CSM, the cost of the associate, you should see roughly a return of about three times that. So 50,000, you would see 150,000. And the vast majority of lead agents that work with our brand have said that over the years.
Right.
They've seen a return of three to four times within the first year. Now, there's a bit of a caveat on that.
That concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information so they can design their own personal system to success. Just go to realestategym.com.au.